Many people refuse to accept that the Neanderthal bones were ancient at all. August Meyer, a professor at the University of Bonn and a man of influence, insisted that the bones were merely those of a Mongolian Cossack soldier who had been wounded while fighting in Germany in 1814 and had crawled into the cave to die. Hearing of this, T.H. Huxley in England dryly observed how remarkable it was that the soldier, though mortally wounded, had climbed 60 feet up a cliff, divested himself of his clothing and personal effects, sealed the cave opening, and buried himself under 2 feet of soil. Another anthropologist, puzzling over the Neanderthal's heavy brow ridge, suggested that it was the result of long-term frowning, arising from a poorly healed forearm fracture. In their eagerness to reject the idea of earlier humans, authorities were often willing to embrace the most singular possibilities. At about the time that Dubois was setting out for Sumatra, a skeleton found in Périgueux was confidently declared to be that of an Eskimo. Quite what an ancient Eskimo was doing in southwest France was never comfortably explained. It was actually an early Cro-Magnon. It was against this background that Dubois began his search for ancient human bones. He did no digging himself, but instead used 50 convicts lent by the Dutch authorities. For a year they worked on Sumatra, then transferred to Java, and there in 1891 Dubois, or rather his team, for Dubois himself seldom visited the sites, found a section of ancient human cranium, now known as the Trinil skull cap. Though only part of a skull, it showed that the owner had had distinctly non-human features, but a much larger brain than any ape. Dubois called it Anthropithecus erectus, later changed for technical reasons to Pithecanthropus erectus, and declared it the missing link between apes and humans. It quickly became popularized as Java Man. Today we know it as Homo erectus.